Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
What up, it's your boy Sloan Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in the world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'm going to ask you this, though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout-out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. I tell you what, I've been wanting to do this show for about a year now, and I just found out moments ago as our guests are waiting, they're even younger than I thought, you know, and they've created such a stir in the aspect of wrestling and several other genres in the sport. It's tremendous, and it's truly an honor to have them on my show. You know, I want to God, I don't even know. I'm kind of stymied on this. I'm so stoked because I didn't actually think they would come on the show. But I want to welcome Josh Barnes, Carson, and Hayden Barnes. Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Good. It's good to be here, man.
Yeah, Don, you're feeling really good. I think he's psyched up, and we're all feeling pretty pumped up to be a part of this. Thank you.
Oh, the honor is all mine. You know, I want to start with you, Josh, because we create aspects in life for our children. We create and develop and kind of try to put them on the right path. What was it for you as a father that at an early age with the boys that had you realize that the sport was where you wanted to put them, the path that you wanted them to walk? What was it that instilled that aspect from you into the boys?
Well, I always knew, you know, I really was kind of visualizing this just from the moment that I knew that my oldest baby was going to be a boy. I started basically right then and there. It's like, okay, we're having a boy. Praise God. Either way, as long as it's healthy, but we got a boy on the way. So, you know, I grew up being a fan of, you know, I like physical sports, you know, as a lot of people do. And, you know, being a fan of mixed martial arts and whatnot and understanding the role that, you know, like something like wrestling can play, you know, not just for the sport of wrestling, but how that parlays into mental toughness for other sports, but beyond that, also other aspects of life, like pushing through barriers, figuring out just how far you can go before you break, things like that, dealing with losses and competition, things that are applicable in real life situations. I was like, hey, man, I got a great opportunity to get these guys involved in jiu-jitsu, wrestling, and I kind of just let them steer their own path. My idea was, let's raise them to be athletes first. You know, let's be healthy. Let's eat well, and let's be physically active. And I'm going to give them a nudge to play all the sports they want to try. And if they show any kind of gift or preference, or they simply like something better than the other, then they have the freedom to choose, because if they're going to be enjoying something, that's probably what they're going to be the best at. And it's not just about their performance, but it's about their happiness. And if they're having a good time, I'm having a good time. And then, you know, we're all happy.
Most definitely. You know, the boys have truly taken the world by storm with their ability. You know, I'm going to jump first to Carson. You know, Carson, you wear many hats. You participate in so many aspects of the sport. You know, I know wrestling sits deep in your heart. What does it truly mean for you, young man, to walk out on the mat knowing that you're getting ready to compete?
It feels great. I mean, I'm just here because my father and, you know, we put in work outside of wrestling and football. We just put in work at the gym. We just always try to be our best.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a tremendous job of it. You know, when I first wanted to do this show, I got to tell you, you know, I looked at you, Hayden, and I had a smile on my face because you're the little one of the bunch, but you're not little in stature and you're not little on the mat. What is it about wrestling, Hayden, that you like so much that makes you want to follow in not just your footsteps but your brother's?
I really like the sport because you get to compete, and every practice I think of just do your best and work very hard in wrestling so you can be the best athlete you can be.
Yeah, you said it best. Hayden, can you take Carson on the mat?
That's a hard question.
You're going to be straight up waiting for trouble in this household, Don. You can't be asking those crazy questions. We'll be trying to settle this in the basement. Mom's going to be throwing a fit. We're going to have to call the cops. Oh, my goodness.
You know, Josh, it's fun, you know, and it's all good fun. As you know, I've had everybody from Joe Daddy Stevenson to John Fitch to Daniel Cormier. Recently, mostly Joey Black, Ice Davis, Juan Archuleta, some of the greatest wrestlers, you know, in the world that transversed into the sport of mixed martial arts. You know, what was it about wrestling that had the boys so invoked? Because they could have chose many paths, but wrestling seems to be the true place where they're really prodigies.
Well, I know this was kind of like what I was alluding to earlier when I was like, I'm going to give them a nudge and see what they show some kind of promise in. And I know with my oldest son, you know, he liked to grapple at an early age. And I mean that like in the most basic sense, like as a, you know, as soon as he's walking, he's over here pulling on my leg and twisting on me. And so, you know, being a dad, I'm twisting back and playing hard, you know, and he likes to play rough. And, you know, he wasn't afraid. And so I was like, hey, we're young. Let's do some jiu-jitsu classes for fun. And that little rough playfulness transferred very well. He's never really had an issue going out and facing an opponent. There's, you know, every once in a while there'll be some nerves in like a high stakes situation, but I mean, I really feel like you could send him out there against some kid that's 190 pounds, and Carson might not come out with his hand raised, but I'm not afraid for him because I know he's not afraid. And so it really kind of takes the pressure off because I'm like, he's doing what he likes to do, and he's not afraid to go out there and do it with anybody. I mean, it doesn't matter. And so it makes it fun for me because I can kind of sit back and watch, and I don't have any anxiety or nerves about it as a dad because it's like, well, no matter what, you know, he's going to be okay. So it makes it a lot easier for me. I know that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you're correlated quite well. Kind of let my listeners know a little bit before we get back to the boys here in a second. Kind of let my listeners know because you're kind of correlated in the sports world, the sports business. You know, what aspect do you bring to the sports, and how was, you know, I guess the best way to say it is, how enlightening was it to be able to have professional fighters and other professional aspects of the sport already in your corner when you, you kind of took the step with the boys.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, it's easy for me to say that one of the smartest things I did there was, you know, I surround myself with the best that I can. You know, it's like a kind of like it takes a village type of mindset. And, you know, we've got some truly great people right here in our backyard. And so I'm really thankful for that. So, like, in the jiu-jitsu aspect, it was a no-brainer for us. It was like, hey, we've got, like, UFC caliber black belts right down the street that are offering to teach children. And why would we not take advantage of this amazing opportunity? So that was a no-brainer, zero hesitation. You know, with the natural inclination that both boys showed early on, it made it a very easy choice for us. And, you know, those guys, particularly Glory Northland, you know, they're so welcoming, just with open arms. And most of those guys have, you know, backgrounds in the stuff that the boys do now, particularly wrestling. And so it's kind of fun because they've got, like, some shared experiences, you know, and they can horse around with them a little bit. And the boys love that stuff. You know, I take them to see fights every chance I get. You know, just like as a matter of fact, last night we were at some local fights here in Kansas City. And, you know, there's some superstars, you know, that you and I both know right here from Kansas City. And they're running over and giving the boys high fives because they recognize them. They know who we are. Of course, we know who they are because they're fairly famous around here and worldwide, especially in the mixed martial arts community. But, you know, their proximity to us is just a blessing. And so I was like, let's take advantage of that. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, you couldn't have said it better, you know. And I happen to love Glory Northland and Lee Summit, both locations. Both James Krause and Zach Cummings are tremendous, you know, warriors of the sport. You know, Kirsten, I've watched many, many of your battles on the mat. You know, you go out there fearless. You go out there and you have great intent. You're truly a talented young man. What does it mean for you to go out there and win or lesson learned? What does that experience mean to you, stepping out on the mat and getting that opportunity, young man?
I mean, I'm blessed. Because I just work hard and try to be the best I can, possibly. And people that do wrestling have that competitive edge of dealing with wins and losses, and they can push through that pain and become successful.
How is it, Kirsten, for you to push through that pain? You're 11 years old. But yet, you have the mindset and the mentality of a grown man, which is tremendous. You know, I look at your matches, and you've got some of the fastest submissions I've seen in the sport from somebody your age. You know, what does that competitive edge feel like for you?
I mean, I want to win. I just want to win. I am tougher than that today. That kid that I know.
Yeah, I think what he's trying to say is whenever he gets out there, it's like usually we're trying to kind of prepare ourselves mentally. And it's like, hey, you know, in this sport, we got a kid that we're facing of equal size, relatively equal age. Experience level could be different, but it's like, you know what, Kirsten? It's just a boy out there. That's an 11 or 12-year-old boy. And guess what? One look at you, and he's probably a little nervous. So you walk out there, buddy, you got nothing to think about except what am I going to do to this kid? How am I going to do it? And how quickly is it going to happen? And then we get a big old smile on our face, and then I get to go out there and film something really awesome and then put it on Facebook for the world to see so I can be like, check it out. You know, we did something right here.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got the biggest kick because when I went, you know, because I love watching every video you post, man. I got to tell you, I love the boys to death. Like I said, I've been watching them for quite a while. You know, Hayden, you're the little monster of the group. But you're so tremendous at what you do, young man. You know, I know that you love wrestling. I know it means a lot to you. What does it mean to have your dad there with you while you compete, buddy?
I love my dad because he's very supportive. He loves me too. And after I lose a match, he's always like, good job, buddy. You did your best. Still love you. And after I win, he's better, and he's like, good job, and stuff like that.
I love it. Let me teach you something, little buddy, and it comes from somebody you know, Mr. James Krause. You never lose, and Josh, I hope you don't mind me saying this, because I think the way James Krause articulated it is truly great. He did a Q&A with somebody, and they asked him what it's like to be 22-7. He said, I'm not 22-7, I'm 22-0 with 7 lessons learned. So the way I look at the sport is you never lose, you just learn a lesson. And watching your boys compete, they truly have, you know, glorified that aspect of the sport. Their humility, the integrity that they put on the mat is tremendous. How proud is it? We kind of chuckled about it a minute ago, but how proud is it for you to sit there and watch your boys maintain that type of humility, knowing that it's built and instilled within them?
You know what? It's fun, and in a sense, it can be a little selfishly gratifying. But, you know, truth be told, and everybody that knows us, or wrestles on our team with us, or is medicine competition, knows this. And that's that, you know, we get beat up too. You know, we take losses just like anybody else. You just don't always see those, because I celebrate the wins. And, you know, we do try to learn from the losses, kind of like what we spoke about earlier. But, you know, I don't want to paint like a false picture that's like, hey, these kids are, you know, world champions, we're going to the Olympics next year, because, you know, we have to really maintain our humility and be like, hey, you know, we are doing the best we can, and we're going to continue that. We're going to continue that path, you know, to be the best we can be, and that's all three of us. That's me as a 40-year-old man. That's Hayden as an 8-year-old, and Carson as an 11-year-old. We're all going to continue to do the best we can do, but you know, we are not the greatest out there, and we know that, but that's not going to stop us from trying.
But that's what makes the Barnes family so special. You know, I love that aspect that you've instilled in your boys. You know, Carson, you recently have taken, you know, you're on so many paths in the sport, both of you, but you've kind of taken to football quite a bit lately. What does it mean for you to be able to transition yourself, not just in wrestling, but now into football and other aspects of the sport, buddy?
I mean, I love football. I just like to hit people really hard and be the best I can be on the football field and learn as much as I can.
I like that. You know, because you're creating greatness in multiple genres. You know, Hayden, I see you work out. I see your workout videos with your father and your brother. What do those moments mean to you, little buddy?
Like I said, with my father, I love him. I love my brother. I love working out with them. And I just love them so much. And it's like when they train me, I feel good about myself and confident.
Buddy, you're pretty confident today. I like that. You know, Hayden, when you look at wrestling, we all, even your father has somebody he looks up to or admires. Hayden, who do you admire in the sport?
A lot of opponents and kids that I don't really win to, but I can still beat them, and I know that.
I love it. You know, Carson, you and your brother are creating greatness, and like your father said, win or lose, you're gonna pick up and you're gonna move forward. You know, you're 11 years old now. Where would you like to be, you know, in the next 2-3 years? Are you gonna continue with wrestling? Are you gonna break off into mixed martial arts? Are you gonna continue with football? What is your favorite part of the sport right now?
Football.
Oh, he said football.
I just want to be the best I can at football, and nobody can judge your effort. Effort is between you and you. So just be your best.
I love it. Who do you look up to in football, buddy?
Ray Lewis. And
great choice.
And Donald. And my father motivates me.
I love it. Josh, how does it make you feel as a father hearing your boys speak so compassionately about you, brother?
Oh, it's great. You know, I'm just, you know, kind of a recurring theme that you'll hear them say that we didn't really prep for this or anything, so I was like, let's just flow, say whatever comes to mind. And, you know, I keep hearing a theme of, like, love, you know, and hard work and effort. And Hayden actually just said something that I'd never heard him say before that really kind of just affected me deep down just now, not to get emotional. But he's like, yeah, when my dad works out with me, what did it say? It makes me feel confident about myself.
Yeah.
I think that was pretty close to what he said. And, you know, I was just sitting here looking at him as he said it. And to realize that, you know, maybe that's kind of the impact that I'm making made me feel pretty damn good that maybe I am doing something right here. Because if that's what my child has to tell others about our relationship, then I'm doing okay. And it's sometimes in life, it's always a good to get a reminder that you're doing something right. And so to hear my little boy say those words, that really made me feel pretty dang good.
Right. I would too, you know. And no, you wouldn't be the first one that cried on my show, bro. I made Daniel Cormier cry on my show. A lot of sport don't realize that I met Daniel Cormier at AKA in San Jose when he wasn't even a fighter yet. He had just took the job as the youth wrestling coach, and he hadn't even stepped into the octagon in that aspect, you know. So to see greatness come from that level, you know, you can kind of put yourself on that aspect because, you know, truly what creates life is motivation, humility, and integrity. And you've instilled that in your boys. You know, Carson, you heard your little brother Hayden say how much things mean to him. You know, you love football. You're tremendous at wrestling. What else would you like to give a try in the near future? Or are you just going to stick with the two right now?
As I get older, I'd like to play high school football and eventually go pro after college. And it's what I want to do. And if that doesn't happen, I want to be in the UFC.
Buddy, I think you got what it takes. You know, you come from a great, great family. You know, Hayden, you're just a little monster. I look at pictures of you. I look at your wrestling tapes, and I see a bunch of great things. You know, what does it mean for you to get those workouts, to have fun, to be able to share in each and every moment with your father and your brother, you know, every weekend?
I just really like it, and we do hard workouts because then our wrestling opponents won't be as hard. And if you don't get any pain, you don't get any gain.
Nice.
I love it. You know, Hayden, do you plan on following in your brother's footsteps into football, or do you just, you know, are you leaving that open right now, little man?
Yes. Running back, baby. Adrian Peterson style.
I love it. You know, Josh, I tell you, I love these types of shows. The ones that show the world the future of the sport. And, you know, I can interview a legend, I can interview a world champion, but the future is what's going to continue the sport. Knowing that your boys have such this charismatic energy and love for the sport, how does it truly set with you and your family, knowing that they are the future of the sport?
Well, I don't know if they're the future of the sport or not, but I tell you what, we are going to keep kicking ass on our workouts and our lifestyle, and we're going to do the best we can to be a positive influence to others. And that's something that we're pretty active with. We get a lot of questions from other families and, you know, have a lot of followers on Instagram, always hitting me up like, hey, you know, your kid's got an 8-pack and he's 8 years old. What do you guys do? Or how are we, what kind of workouts are you guys doing for football? I'll put like a highlight of Carson. He plays middle linebacker on a team right now. And, you know, he's a pretty dominant force on the field. He's a big kid. He's 135 pounds now, which that's 99th percentile height, 99th percentile weight. And then to couple with that, you know, he's might be the fastest, you know, he's one of the fastest kids out there. And there's not a whole lot of body fat happening. It's a kind of a lean machine. And so I get a lot of people like, hey, what can we do to be more like you in a sense that what can we do to get our performance up towards where yours is? And, you know, the things that I preach, you know, are, you know, it's like a healthy lifestyle, really. It's, you know, it's like you got to nourish the mind, body, and spirit. So yeah, we do hard workouts together, and that's it's one thing that just if I can get on a soapbox for a second, one thing that kind of drives me insane are these parents that, you know, their kid comes off the mat and or off the field, and they're berating their child. You need to be more physical. You need to be more tough. Da 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 da. And you take one look at the parent, and you can tell that they don't walk that walk. So why are they talking that talk? And that drives me nuts. Now, I would like to say that I take kind of the opposite approach. You know, if we're in the gym and I'm saying, hey, boys, you know, my 8-year-old can bang out 100 pull-ups in about 10 minutes. And that's pretty freaky for a child to do. And, you know, both of my boys have been able to do that kind of thing for a long time. And you know what? I'm right up there with them doing the exact same thing. I say, hey, you know, let's go run hill sprints. Dad's doing it with you. You know, let's do, can you guys think we can get to 500 push-ups? Guess what? Dad's in it with you. And I am not going to stop before them. The day they finally start beating me on things, you know, that'll be a bittersweet day in my mind, because it'll be like, it'll be a blessed day because they're taking me over and Simba is starting to become Mufasa. But it'll also be a sad day because it's like the old lion might have to get in the back seat now. So, you know what? That's still in the future, though. So, hasn't happened yet.
Oh, it will. It will. You know,
no
I used
doubt.
To get my.
It will.
I used to get my Beltrans. What's that?
I said, yeah, that day is creeping up day by day.
Oh, I know it is. You know, I look at Hayden and Carson, and I'm going, I feel sorry for Josh. Because I used to give Mike Beltran a bad time. You know, Mike Beltran has been a part of my life for many years, and I used to tell him when I seen, you know, Mikey coming up as St. Bosco, I used to tell him, bro, one day the grasshopper is going to beat the master. And he said never. And then the following year, Mikey had a growth spurt, and he went from like 5'10 to like 6'2. And
oh, wow.
He started to tower over his father. And I always give him a bad time. I'll shoot him an inbox or a text, and I'll say, that day's coming, brother. And he kept saying, never, never. Well, now you look at Mikey, he's got one of the top wrestling credentials, and now he's at the, you know, oh my God, I'm at a loss for words on the first time on my show. That's a first. But he's at West Point. You know, he got a wrestling.
Wow.
He got a wrestling scholarship, and he ended up going to West Point. You know, where would you like to see this end up for your boys? Or are you just going to let it play out and end up wherever it's going to end up? You know, you've already got Carson saying he wants to be a pro football player. You know, Hayden still is too young to make his mind up in that aspect. But eventually, where would you like to see the boys?
You know what? That's really just going to be something that's up to them. You know, I kind of take it as my job. And, you know, my wife and I, we feel the same way on this. But it's like our job is to basically live a lifestyle that's going to be a good example for them so that, you know, they're grounded and secured and they're confident enough to make those choices for themselves. I know that anybody that's going to be great at something is probably because they're doing something they love. And we don't get to choose that for individuals. They choose it for themselves. So my job is to say, here's the options out here, or create your own option. You can think outside the box and just come up with some brand new thing that's not even been thought of yet, whether that be some kind of business thing or some kind of technological app or God knows what. You know, I'm not going to put a limit on their future. And I'm going to encourage them to just pursue whatever their passion is, you know. And as far as sports are concerned, they're set on a path where they can – they'll choose for themselves how hard they want to push in high school. And there's very little doubt that, you know, they'll be players. There's no doubt about that. But to what extent, that's going to be up to them. And, you know, Carson's got a great – head start with, you know, football, you know, wrestling as well. Hayden has absolutely unlimited potential as an athlete in anything he would ever want to do, I think. He's kind of a genetic freak, and and we all applaud him and are also a little envious of him at the same time. Because it's fun to watch him because he learns so quick and picks up on things so quick. You know, that being said, he's still not the greatest. I'm not saying he's like the most dominant force on any kind of field or mat or anything. But he is, you know, he's blessed. I'll say that. And my son, both of my boys are blessed. And I'm just blessed to be their dad. And as far as their future is concerned, you know, it's kind of in God's hands too. You know, we'll pray about that. And we'll try to steer them on a path towards whatever makes them feel happy. But if there is a college scholarship that happens to be involved one way or another, by golly, Daddy will be a happy man.
Oh, yeah, I would too, you know. It's tremendous because my boy wrestled, and, you know, I kind of was the proud papa. It meant a lot to me to see him out there on the mat. You know, he took another aspect in life, and that's what he does now. But those moments are to be treasured. You know, Hayden, you're quite the little buffed out, beefed out little guy there. You know, how does it feel to walk around, to know that you're making a difference, not only in wrestling, jiu-jitsu, and football? What does it mean to you to to go out there and just have fun?
It really means a lot to me because it's like my dad said, I get to pick my sports that are tough. I pick tough ones so I could be the best I could be an athlete. And I just really love it. And it's my future sport.
That's great. You know, Hayden, you get to work out with your brother and you get to work out with your dad. And you get to lift weights and you get to flip tires and do everything. You know, if you had a choice, buddy, you know, most kids would pick video games and sitting at home. What was it about you, little man, that wanted you to be in the gym with your brother and your dad?
So here's a story when I was 2, 3. So my dad would hang me up on a pull-up bar, 10 seconds Hershey Kiss, 20 seconds Hershey's Kiss, and keep going higher and higher. And then I just, at that moment, I just loved working out, and I want to be better.
Yeah, that's a true story. And that's a good little tip for new dads out there, whether they got boys or girls. Was I had this little pull-up bar in the basement. I'd be like, hey, boys, if you can hang on this thing for 10 seconds, we'll get a Hershey's Kiss. So, boom, once they got to that thing, I'd raise the bar a little bit, theoretically with the time. Okay, if you can get to 15 seconds, Hershey's Kiss. And we kept a chart. We literally wrote down times for how long you can hang. We call it bar hang. Like, how long can you hang on the bar? And eventually, once we're getting past 2 minutes, you know, I'm like, okay, we're going to do like a negative pull-up here. And next thing you know, at a very, very early age, they're repping out pull-ups. And, you know, that was the approach we took to almost everything we did. It's like we started early and made it a fun game. So you're kind of replacing the video game with a different game, except this game you actually get chocolate. And you get gains. So it worked out well for everybody involved.
Yeah, it truly did. You know, I commend you, sir, because society now as we know it has truly changed. There isn't any parenting in the homes anymore for the most part. And society has kind of gone haywire. So what you've done with the boys is sheer phenomenal. You and your wife were a tremendous example of what it is to be parents. And Hayden and Carson, you both are tremendous examples of what it is to have loving parents. You know, I'm going to kind of push the shoe back on you for a minute there, Josh. Hayden, how much does it mean to you, or how much do you love your father for putting you on the path that he did?
I love him more than anything on this planet Earth. Just, I love him because, number one, he's my father. Number two, he trains me very hard, and I just love him very much.
You know, buddy, I got to tell you, I've had grown fighters on my show that don't give an interview as good as you. You're a very well-spoken young man. I appreciate you, little buddy. Carson, you get these moments with your dad and your brother, and I know you love them. You know, family time is something special, and it's an opportunity that most kids don't want to have. They would rather be on their phone. What makes these moments so special for you, buddy?
Because my dad trains me a lot. And he's always putting work for us, me and my brother, to be as successful as we can be. And, you know, just be your best and go to your full potential and just be the best you can possibly be at anything you want. If it's from playing a video game to playing college football, I don't know. Just be your the best you can be at whatever you want to accomplish.
I like that. You know, I have a question in the green room, and it's a question to both of the boys. What is your favorite food that you can't have? Somebody asked that question. I thought it was silly, but you know, looking at the boys, they're very well chiseled. They both have, like you said, 8-packs. You know, what is your favorite food that you appreciate when you get to eat it, but you don't get to have very much?
Skittles and fries.
What about you, Hayden?
Same thing, and a lot of other junk food.
I love it. You know, Josh, you've created two fine young men, you and your wife. You know, to hear them speak, it humbles me. I'm a 55-year-old man, and what I said is the truth. I've had grown men that can't give half a good interview as your children did, you know, especially little Hayden, you know, at 8 years old. You know, it shows what you're doing is a tremendous aspect that you've added, you know, with your children. You know, it's an honor for me to have you guys on the show today, because like I said, I'm not the only one noticing your kids. You know, I know other aspects of the sport that are looking at them. I've taken notice. I've been wanting to have them on the show for a year. What you're doing is second to none as a father. Who was it in the life of Josh Barnes that instilled that ethic in you?
Well, I mean, my own dad, my dad, he was not, he never really pushed me in the field of athletics per se, because he had a different kind of background growing up, pretty underprivileged in that sense, as was my mom, super humble beginnings on my mom's side. We're talking like dirt floors, no plumbing, that type of situation. We're proud Native Americans. My grandmother lived and died on a reservation. There's some alcoholism on that side of the family. Luckily, that did not affect my parents or myself, not directly anyway, but so humble beginnings. So my dad, he didn't push me in the sense of athletics, but he served as a fantastic example of being a wonderful patient man, like just full of virtue and love, but also an incredible work ethic. Because, you know, he never got a chance to play sports. Sports was not an option. He's delivering papers at the age of 9. And there's no break for him in that, because he has to earn money in order to survive. And that was just his reality. And so, you know, Pops never played sports. So little Josh comes out and, you know, I got to play any of the sports I wanted, football, baseball. I did a lot of water sports, actually, because my dad had a boat that I spent a lot of time behind, skiing, wakeboarding, kneeboarding, all that kind of good stuff. But, as far as the traditional sports go, you know, there wasn't like a huge emphasis on that. The emphasis for me was, you know, different kind of values. And I think those values that he really kind of pushed onto me are the ones that made me who I am today. And he's, you know, he's still with us. And, you know, I hope he continues to be for a long time. He's kind of gone under a little battle with cancer right now that he's winning. So we're good there. But, every day he reminds me, you know, like of the kind of guy I want to be. I want to be like my dad, because I love my father. And I think if I can be like my dad, then I am in my own mind a success. And that's kind of what drives me is, you know, I want to instill the same kind of work ethic and value in my own boys, except I'm just putting a little spin on it, a little twist on it with the athletic side. But to be honest, it's all the same type of thing, baby. It's like work ethic, like do the job, do it right. You know, don't half-ass. Show up to work every day. Be on time. You know, do things the right way. These are the kind of things that, you know, my father taught me. And these are the things I'm teaching my boys, except we're just applying them not only towards work or school, but we're also applying them to sports. And, you know, there's a lot of soft kids out there these days that are not getting the same lessons. And so, you know, we've got the chance to kind of take a step ahead of some of the competition for that reason.
Yeah, you most definitely, you truly have. You know, Hayden, I love what you do on the mat, and I truly appreciate the interview you kind of gave me today. You're a very articulated little monster. I hope you don't mind me saying that, Josh, but he's a beast. But
absolutely.
You know,
I was going to say, if there's listeners out there, they're welcome to check out my personal Instagram is Barnes00, BARNES00. And I put pictures and videos out there of the boys all the time. But if there's people listening in that haven't really got a background on either one of the boys, they're welcome to check that out. And, yeah, Hayden's he's a physical specimen. And I say that in the most humble way possible. I'm just being honest, though. And I think anybody would echo those sentiments because he got something special going on, so we're just going to keep that going.
Oh, yeah, he truly does. Well, both the boys on an equal playing field are truly beasts in their own right. You know, Hayden, we've got a lot of people listening to us today. So, if you could, little buddy, tell the sports world what you really love about what you do.
I love working out and hanging out with my dad and my brother, chilling. Sometimes I go downstairs, work out, then I just, today, me and my brother did some football drills. My dad might have posted them on Snapchat, and we pushed ourselves. So that's what I'm like about life.
I love you, little buddy. You're a tremendous. I'll have you on my show anytime. Carson, you know, like I told your brother, there's a lot of people listening to you today. What would you like for the world to know most about Carson Barnes?
I'm just here because of my father. I mean, we've put in work since day number one. Like, seriously, since, like, day of birth. So we've just always had a strong relationship, the three of us, with putting in hard work and getting results out of hard work.
Well, you truly have, buddy, and you keep going because the world is taking notice. Josh, your boys are tremendous. You're a tremendous father. I'm honored you came on the show today. I honestly didn't think that they were going to be articulated as much as they are. You've done a hell of a job as a father because not only have you taught them about what life is about, but you taught them ethics and sharing their story and how to correlate themselves with the sport. And I tell you, for an 11 and 8-year-old, you've done a hell of a job, buddy, because most kids their age can't even speak, you know, or answer a question on a show, but yet your kids sit here and are truly articulated. You know, like we said earlier, if I was you, I'd be one hell of a proud father. You know, to hear your boys speak on a syndicated radio show in such an articulated fashion, what does it mean to you, and how much growth have you seen in them over the years?
Well, I mean, it does make me absolutely proud. I guess in one sense they've got, maybe they inherited the gift of gab from their father. I know out of my wife and myself, she would be the first one to tell you that I'm the talker. So, hey, you know, if I'm serving as an example for these boys, that's a 24/7 thing. So if I'm out here gabbing all the time, chatting people up, I'm the first one to go up to a stranger at a wrestling tournament. Hey, I noticed your son did this. I'm Josh Barnes. It's nice to meet you. Great job. You know, I like to meet new people, and I like to be a positive influence. You know, I like to counsel with others and share experiences and chat, and I like to meet new people. And I think that's probably some of that's what's kind of rubbing off on the boys in that sense. And, you know, I think another part of that is that we have real conversations. I know there's, and this is a sad state to say this, but, you know, there's a lot of kids that it's kind of like wake up, school, get home, video game, maybe homework, eat, bed, and that's it. And, you know, God bless them. I hope they're happy. But in this house, it's a little different because, you know, we take the time to sit down and talk about our days. You know, we talk about what's going on at school, what's going on at practice, you know, what kind of things are going on in their lives. And then we talk about that kind of stuff. So it makes it easy for them. They feel comfortable expressing themselves because I make it easy for them because I want to hear what they have to say. And so I think, you know, if they bust out something about, like, running back Adrian Peterson, bro, it's because, you know, we talk about that. Like, you know, who are some of the guys you look up to, you know? And I'll catch these guys watching motivational videos on YouTube. I'll catch them. Hayden mentioned this earlier, football drills out in the yard. I went out there, and Carson and Hayden had cones set up, and they're running, literally running plays from the Chiefs offense. That they had learned, and they're practicing footwork drills and agility, and they're out there sprinting to the neighbor's fence and back, 15 push-ups, sprint again, and this is without my knowledge. I mean, I didn't say, go do this. You know, I didn't command them or instruct them to, and that kind of just goes back to the fact that I guess I must have set them on the right path if they're out there doing these things. Because it's, you know, it's kind of a fun sight to see, and made me hella proud as a dad, that's for sure.
Well, it certainly added a whole new respect level for, you know, for you in my eyes. You're one hell of a dad, bro. You know, I'm not afraid to speak real on my show, and I think that's why everybody likes it. You know, you shoot from the heart and you get the best. You know, like today, your boys said some things that you never thought they would say, and it kind of made you a little emotional. You don't get that off of scripted radio. You don't get that off of scripted, you know, shows, and that's why I run the show the way I do. But we're going to kind of wrap things up here. I'm going to jump first to Hayden. Hayden, buddy, I'm sure probably a lot of your friends are listening. You know, you got a little, you know, some friends out there and some buddies and some competitors. What would you like to say to your friends before we kind of wrap things up?
If any of my friends are out there, not trying to be rude, but you guys playing video games, eating Doritos, junk food, do sets of push-ups and sit-ups at home. And sometimes you can't go to the gym, and you can just work out at home without weights and stuff.
I like that. I like that, little buddy. Carson, what would you like to say to your friends that are listening or just anybody else in the sport world?
I'd like to say you better have your game up because I'm going to see you in the future, hopefully in football or wrestling, and I'm going to come at you hard. I'm going to hit you in the mouth. I'm going to beat you up, and I'm going to make your mama cry, so... you better be ready.
Oh, I love it.
Wow.
I love it. Oh.
Yeah, that was to the competitors, not the friends, I think. But, yeah, that was crazy.
I love it, though, Josh. I'm not going to lie. You know, Josh, thank you so much for coming on my show and letting me share a little bit of your boys. I would love to have them back on in the future as they grow in the sport. You know, like I said, life is about sharing the future. It's not always about sharing the present, because without the future, the sport aspects of life wouldn't continue. You know, it was truly an honor for me to have you and your voice on the show today. Now, I'm going to toss the mic to you, brother. If you have any social media sites, any aspects that you want to add to the show, or any friends and family that you want to just shout out, the floor is yours, sir.
Hey, I appreciate that. Most certainly. You know, if I give a shout out to our family, it's, you know, the entire family. On my wife's side and on my side as well. Both sets of grandparents, incredibly supportive. We have, you know, aunts and uncles that come up and show up to watch wrestling matches, you know, drive in at ungodly hours in the morning. And, you know, my parents will come down here and, hey, we're going to spend the night with you guys so we can watch the boys wrestle. And we're like, oh, my goodness, I roll. But honestly, it's like we appreciate that kind of thing, though, because it's like they want to see the boys, you know, do something. And so I've never pushed them away from that, that's for sure. So as far as social media goes, if the listeners out there didn't know this, and there's no reason they probably would, but I do have a holistic natural protein company that also produces a nice natural solution to pre-workout. And that's cleanfuelnutrition.com. That is www.cleanfuelnutrition.com. That's a brand that's the brand that we own. We founded that here in Kansas City. We own it and operate it. You know, we're not a multi-level company. You know, we're not franchised. It's something we came up with, you know, all out of our own, which is a passion of mine. And, you know, another example of me showing the boys, like, hey, if you want to go out and do something great with your lives, you know, you don't have to follow in the footsteps of what they teach at whatever school, that you got to take these classes to be an accountant, or, you know, you got to take these certain math courses so you can be an astronaut. You know, God bless, that would be wonderful, but whatever it is that you're into, you know, I'm like, let's find a way to make that work for you. Because that's what I've done. I left, you know, the world of banking and finance. I had my MBA and a fantastic job. You know, all the benefits you could imagine. And I walked away from that to start my own company. And so it's, you know, it's doing well so far. And, you know, the boys get to benefit from that also, because we have they get an unlimited supply of all natural whey protein, you know, so that helps. Certainly doesn't hurt in the world of athletics, especially in terms of muscle recovery. So, but we're on Instagram for the company. That's at Clean Fuel Nutrition. So just look that up. We've got like 23,000 followers or something, which I always think is insane. I'm like, I'll put something up on there, and I've got a social media team that helps too. But, you know, I'll throw something up on there, and it'll get like 1,000 views in an hour. And I'm like, wow, this thing's really catching on. You know, so it's kind of cool. You know, we've got some, you know, we got some high-profile athletes that are starting to rep us, and, you know, people talking about us and all kinds of different parts of the country, which is nice. It's not just here in Kansas City. It's all over, and, you know, we're appreciative of that, and that's something we're going to continue to grow also.
Well, you know, I wish all three of you the best of luck. You've already created such a tremendous aspect through your boys and through your business. You know, we've been friends for a minute because of Glory and other aspects in the sport. And like I said, you know, I've been wanting this interview for a long time. Your boys are tremendous. And like I said, I've gained a whole new level of respect for you, because what you said is so true. You know, and I want to leave my listeners on this note before we kind of wrap things up here. What Josh said earlier really set my heart, you know, because I see it time and time again in the sport as I cover multiple genres in the sport. You know, support your kid. if they go out there and they get a lesson taught to them, don't be derogatory to your child because they're doing more than most children do. You know, they're taking that added effort to become somebody in life. Don't defame or knock that child. Praise that child. A win or a lesson learned isn't defining who they are now, as life will do that in the future. And Josh, I think you put your boys on a tremendous path. And I think the future is bright for both of them wherever they go in the sport. But you know what? It starts at home. And you and your wife have done a tremendous job. And it was truly an honor and a blessing for me to let you guys share your story on my show. You know, I know some people say, why do you bring on people that haven't made it? But you know what? They truly have made it. They've made it in life. They're becoming success stories. And they've proven to other kids that you don't have to sit on the couch, that you can get up at any age and do what you want to do. But it starts with the parents. And I love you for what you've done with The Voice, sir. You truly have done a tremendous job.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate that. We're blessed to be a part of your show. You know, we're humbled to have been asked. It was kind of a surprise, and I was just like, absolutely, sign us up. We'll be here because that would be, you know, just another great way for us to tell our story. And if there's anybody out there that gets, some kind of positive influence, from this, then you and I are both succeeding, brother. And, you know, that's how we make a difference in this world. So I'm happy that you asked us to be a part of this. So thank you for involving me. Thanks for involving my two boys. We are very humbled and blessed. So thank you, brother.
The honor is all mine, truly, sir, but thank you. This is going to be the first of many times that I will have you and your boys on the show. I look forward to the future, man. You guys keep doing what you're doing. Hayden, Carson, I'm truly proud of you. Both of you are a fine example of what sportsmanship is truly about. You're a fine example of what it is to do what you love in life. And I'm proud of both of you. Thank you both for coming on my show today.
You're welcome. Thank you too, sir. Have a nice day.
You too. Josh, buddy, I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me share your voice. Have a good night, and God bless, buddy.
Absolutely. God bless. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Josh Barnes with his son Carson and Hayden Barnes. I got to tell you what, those two little boys are so articulate and so gifted. You know, it's tremendous. You don't usually see that with an 11 and an 8-year-old boy. You know, trust me, go check out their pages. Go check out their workout videos. And you'll truly see why I chose to share them with the world. On that note, I want to thank my sponsors. Finished MMA with Juan Martinez. Cutman for Hire with Jacob Stitch Duran and Juan Ramirez. Bite Me Mouth Guards with Joe Rice. And the 86ers.net with Alfred and Freddie. On that note, I was truly humbled by today's show. I love sharing the future. And those two little beasts are going to make a name for themselves. This will be the first of many. With that being said, have a good day. Thank you, and God bless.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Over the years we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack